Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, where we break down complex research into bite-sized pieces for everyone to understand. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of in-context reinforcement learning with transformers. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, a leading researcher in this field, and Professor Wid Spectrum, a renowned expert on the broader context of artificial intelligence. Dr. Turner, let's start by setting the stage. What exactly is in-context reinforcement learning, ICRL, and what are the challenges associated with it?
Thanks, Alex. In-context reinforcement learning is essentially training a machine learning model to make good decisions in an unfamiliar environment by showing it examples of how similar environments were tackled. Imagine teaching a robot to navigate a new maze by showing it how it solved similar mazes in the past. The challenge is that the robot must generalize its knowledge from these past examples to the new environment, which might have slightly different rules or obstacles. Traditional reinforcement learning techniques often require extensive training in the specific environment itself, which can be inefficient and time-consuming.
So, transformers are being used to address these challenges. Tell us more about their role in ICRL.
That's right. Transformers, initially known for their success in natural language processing, are increasingly being used in reinforcement learning. Their strength lies in their ability to process sequences of data, which is crucial in ICRL, where the model receives a history of interactions with the environment. The exciting discovery is that, with the right training, transformers can act as reinforcement learning algorithms themselves, progressively improving their policy based on past observations. It's like giving the robot a brain that not only remembers past solutions, but can also learn and adapt from them.
That's incredibly exciting. Professor Spectrum, can you provide us with some broader context on the development of ICRL? What were the key breakthroughs leading to this research?
You're right, Alex. This is a really exciting development. The groundwork was laid by breakthroughs in offline reinforcement learning, where models learn from pre-collected data, and the success of large language models trained on massive text datasets. ICRL builds upon this by combining these two areas, enabling models to perform reinforcement learning in new environments without the need for extensive online training. This opens up new possibilities for developing AI systems that can quickly adapt to changing circumstances, making them more robust and practical.
Dr. Turner, the paper you're presenting focuses on supervised pre-training for ICRL. Could you explain the two methods investigated in this paper, algorithm distillation and decision pre-trained transformers, DPT?
Certainly. Algorithm distillation, as its name suggests, involves training the transformer to mimic a specific reinforcement learning algorithm. For example, we could train it to act like the uniform confidence bound, UCB algorithm, which is commonly used in bandit problems. This approach essentially teaches the transformer how to follow a specific strategy for decision-making. Decision pre-trained transformers, DPT, on the other hand, takes a different approach. It trains the transformer to generate the optimal actions in an unseen environment. This requires access to a teacher that knows the optimal policy, essentially providing the transformer with the perfect solution for each situation. The challenge here is to ensure the transformer can generalize this knowledge to new environments.
Professor Spectrum, from a broader perspective, how do these methods compare to previous approaches in meta-learning and in-context learning?
It's interesting to see how this research builds on existing approaches. Meta-learning, which aims to learn how to learn, has been a focus in AI for some time. The methods described here are similar in that they're learning a learning algorithm that can be applied to new environments. However, they differ in their focus on in-context learning, where the model learns from a limited set of examples presented at inference time. This research pushes the boundaries of in-context learning by demonstrating how transformers can be used for in-context decision-making, which is crucial for real-world applications where prior information is limited.
Dr. Turner, let's delve into the methodology. How does the paper analyze the generalization error of supervised pre-trained transformers?
The paper introduces a theoretical framework for analyzing generalization error in this context. It identifies two key factors: model capacity and distribution divergence. Model capacity refers to the complexity of the transformer architecture. The more complex the architecture, the more potential algorithms it can represent, potentially leading to better generalization. However, increased complexity also comes with the risk of overfitting. Distribution divergence, measured by the distribution ratio, quantifies the difference between the distribution of data used for training the transformer and the distribution of data encountered in the actual environment. A high distribution ratio implies a larger divergence, which can hinder generalization. The paper shows that the generalization error scales with both model capacity and the distribution ratio.
That's a very insightful analysis. What are some specific examples of the algorithms that transformers can efficiently approximate?
The paper demonstrates that transformers can efficiently approximate several prevalent RL algorithms. For example, in stochastic linear bandit problems, transformers can learn to implement LIN-UCB, linear upper confidence bound, and Thompson sampling. LIN-UCB is a popular algorithm that balances exploration and exploitation, aiming to find the optimal arm while trying new arms to get more information. The paper shows that transformers can implement LIN-UCB by approximating accelerated gradient descent for solving ridge regression. Thompson sampling, another popular algorithm, involves sampling from the posterior distribution of the unknown parameter. The paper demonstrates that transformers can efficiently implement Thompson sampling by approximating matrix square roots via the Patey decomposition. For tabular Markov decision processes, the paper shows that transformers can efficiently approximate the UCBVI, upper confidence bound value iteration, algorithm, a near minimax optimal algorithm for this setting. This involves using transformers to perform value iteration for computing the Q values, which are used for selecting actions.
It's fascinating to see how transformers can implement these complex algorithms through their architecture. Professor Spectrum, how do these results fit into the larger picture of deep neural networks' expressivity?
That's a great point, Alex. This research contributes to the growing understanding of the expressivity of deep neural networks, particularly transformers. Researchers have already shown that these networks can approximate various algorithms, including automata, Turing machines, and gradient descent. This paper extends this line of research by showing that transformers can not only learn functions, but can also learn to implement algorithms used for complex decision-making processes. It's a significant step forward in understanding the capabilities of these powerful architectures.
Dr. Turner, let's talk about the experiments. Could you describe the experimental setup and the key results?
The paper presents preliminary simulations to validate the theoretical findings. They compare the performance of pre-trained transformers against baselines like empirical average, LIN-UCB, Thompson sampling, and UCBVI in various settings, including linear bandits, Bernoulli bandits, and tabular MDPs. For instance, in the linear bandit setting, the transformer outperforms Thompson sampling and empirical average and achieves performance comparable to LIN-UCB. This aligns with the theoretical regret bounds derived for the transformer approximation of LIN-UCB. Similarly, in the Bernoulli bandit setting, the transformer aligns well with Thompson sampling, validating the theoretical findings for the transformer approximation of Thompson sampling. These experiments demonstrate the potential of transformers for ICRL, showcasing their ability to effectively implement and learn from various RL algorithms.
Professor Spectrum, what are the broader implications of these experimental findings? How do they inform our understanding of the capabilities of AI systems in decision-making?
These findings are very promising for the future of AI in decision-making. They suggest that transformers have the potential to be highly versatile decision-makers, capable of adapting to new environments and learning from past experiences. The ability to learn algorithms in context without the need for extensive online training could revolutionize how AI systems are designed and deployed. This opens up new possibilities for developing AI agents that can quickly adapt to dynamic and complex environments, making them more robust and applicable to a wider range of real-world scenarios.
Dr. Turner, are there any limitations to the research or potential challenges that still need to be addressed?
Certainly. One limitation is the dependence of the regret bounds on the distribution ratio. While the distribution ratio is one when the offline algorithm matches the expert algorithm, In the worst case, it can grow exponentially with the number of time steps. This highlights the importance of carefully selecting offline data that closely resembles the target environment. Another challenge is understanding the actual algorithm implemented by the pre-trained transformer. The current analysis only guarantees that the transformer imitates the expert algorithm under the training distribution. Further research is needed to understand its behavior on out-of-distribution examples. Lastly, the paper focuses on supervised pre-training using log likelihood maximization. Exploring alternative pre-training methods, such as reward-based objectives or goal-conditioned reinforcement learning, could lead to further improvements. Also, the paper primarily investigates offline pre-training. Exploring online training methods that enable the learned transformer to surpass the expert algorithm's performance holds great potential for future research.
Those are important points to consider. Professor Spectrum, could you elaborate on the potential applications of this research?
This research has broad potential applications across various domains. In robotics, for example, it could be used to develop robots that can quickly adapt to new tasks and environments, making them more versatile and flexible. In autonomous driving, transformers could be used to learn how to navigate complex traffic situations, adapting to changing traffic patterns and road conditions. In healthcare, they could be used to personalize treatment plans, adapting to individual patient characteristics and responding to changes in their condition. The possibilities are truly endless. This research is a significant step toward developing AI systems that can make intelligent decisions in complex and dynamic settings.
Dr. Turner, to wrap up, could you summarize the key takeaways from this paper?
This paper demonstrates the exciting potential of transformers for in-context reinforcement learning. It provides a theoretical foundation for analyzing supervised pre-training, revealing the importance of model capacity and distribution divergence. The paper further shows that transformers can efficiently implement various prevalent RL algorithms, achieving near-optimal regret bounds. This research contributes to our understanding of the expressivity of deep neural networks and opens up new possibilities for developing AI systems that can adapt quickly to novel environments, making them more adaptable, robust, and practical.
Thank you both for this fascinating and detailed discussion. This research truly sheds light on the power of transformers for solving complex decision-making problems. We look forward to seeing how this field continues to evolve in the future. For all our listeners, be sure to check out our website for links to the original research paper and other related resources. Until next time, stay curious and keep learning.